The referendum passed with about two-thirds of the vote. The measure requires voter approval for certain large development incentives in the future, following backlash over the city's approval of a tax incremental district for a multi-billion dollar data center campus. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette Law School poll. He says public sentiment against data centers could factor into future elections.
Getting about a two-thirds vote to restrict data centers is very much in line with that public sentiment we see across the state. It doesn't look like this is peculiar to the Port Washington area.
The latest Marquette Law School poll shows about 70% of Wisconsin voters say the costs of data centers outweigh the benefits. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.